Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is a new year, but it's the same old ratchetness. Love It Hip Hop New York. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Mm-hmm. 2017, we still doing this?
We still doing this.
Really? Yeah.
Hey.
Really? Yeah.
James, turn it up. Hey, there it is.
Hey.
They asked me.
Really?
Are they really, really married?
Really?
Because you're trying, but you're not. Really?
Are you a paralegal? Like, really? Really?
Are you in the crease
kind spot? Of a paralegal? Like, really? On the crease spot? Oh, yeah. Man. It's hilarious. Oh. We back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's a new year. Woo. 2017. What it do? Love and Hip Hop New York. We are so glad we've been on a little break, but we're back from the holidays here to discuss the ratchetness.
Ratchet Mondays.
Ratchetness.
We're here.
Ratchet Mondays all day, every day. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and as always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. I got my crew with me. Here in the building, right next to me, Sacramento's finest, Trinae Todd.
Town? No, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae, and happy new year.
Oh, yeah, yes,
we
yes.
back.
Yes.
We back.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
At your girl, Trinae. And of course, holding down the anchor, as always, my main man, Mr. Jimmy Feet.
What's going on, everybody? Happy New Year to my panel. Happy New Year to everybody back home. I know we got the little community joining us, so Jimbo, if you can please bring them up, that'd be dope. But yeah, of course, follow along at Be Your Own Dad. We are a man down. Khalil's still on.
Yeah. Shout out to Khalil.
He's on vacay.
Doing his thug thizzle, but he will be back with us next week.
Yes.
And we'll be... talking more about the ratchetness.
The ratchet.
So there was an episode while we were on hiatus.
That's right. Because
Love and Hip Hop still got to put it out.
They keep it going
all day, every day. So when we left off from that particular episode, it was Yandy and her female compadres, and they were discussing about her not really being married.
Crazy.
So the reason why this is, I mean, it's a big deal for a number of reasons, but I think the main reason is Yandy has been flaunting this situation amongst Mendes's other baby mamas, saying she's wifey, she's always flaunting the ring.
That's what wife
this
does.
This is what wife does. That's why I'm holding it down. I'm the wife. Because there's been a feud with them, you know, for some time, and this season has been really exploiting that. So to find out, that you're actually not married, all of this stuff has really been fake and it's been for naught, it really makes her look bad.
And, you know, she brought in that, okay, we weren't married at the court or civil-wise, but we were married between God. I mean, she brought that in, but, you know, the matter of the fact is if it was, you know, a union between you and God, you know, you wouldn't be flaunting your marriage like that in the first place, because Proverbs 31:10, ladies.
Oh, we're breaking out the scripture. We're breaking out the scripture.
Bring out the verse.
Mind you.
No, but
yes.
If you want to be a wife, read Proverbs
virtuous
31,
woman,
10.
Mm. Virtuous woman, so, starting at verse 10. And just as a side note, my name is Lemuel, and it's in Proverbs 31, verse 1 and verse 4. What? Just
Lemuel,
saying.
Lemuel, okay.
Just saying. Yeah. But,
well, since your name is Lemuel, and I am a millennial, all right? Let me give my 2 cents on this, all right? Nobody's perfect in this world. That's what the Bible says. Oh, right? Yeah. But if Yanny just came with us straight up, like, this is what it is, we'd have been, all right, fine, right. It's cool. We accepted her. Right. What she did was she faked the funk until she couldn't fake it no more, stunned, this is the ring, blase, blase, blah. And then when they took back the curtains, now we see what's really going on. Mm-hmm. You fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, this is the thing, and we were talking about this right before we started taping, but, you know, you were mentioning about some people, you know, don't agree with, you know, unions that are civil or, you know, done through the courts or legally. Yeah. You have the common law marriage, you have marriages, you know, where people feel like, okay, it's before God, they're in this union, doesn't matter what the law says, I'm married to this person, I'm attached to this person, and this is how I feel. That's not what Yandy did. Yandy not only had a wedding, but she had a VH1 televised
wedding. Where people tune in.
Like a special. Like a VH1 special. Wedding special.
Come on,
so you can have a VH1 wedding special and then don't turn in the paperwork because you were advised, not to, for financial reasons.
Mona was like, don't do it, girl.
Yeah, right. She was like, yeah, I don't think, yeah, he's going to, don't do that.
Not a good look.
Right, exactly.
But,
just saying.
No, but I mean, I look at it this way. You know, she was saying that if you sign off, like basically she didn't sign the marriage registration because the plea wasn't signed yet. Uh-huh. And, you know, she didn't want to be responsible for it government-wise, like, you know, because of all the trouble he was going.
Sure.
You know, he was doing a lot of stuff with the feds and all that. So I'm sure, you know, she didn't want her money to be, like, messed up in
tied
the process.
Tied up into that.
And tied up. And maybe she was, like, fearing, like, okay, I wonder if the government is going to think that I had something to do with him doing stuff. So let me just, like, you know, put on this act, put on this, like, fake the funk that we were married. But I don't want this to, like, come and bite me in the behind in the long run.
This is my thing. Okay, I just have a question for you two. And for all the viewers out there. And you can comment in our live chat. But kind of further on down, just to kind of push ahead a little bit. You know, she's talking to Mendesis about the situation, explaining to him. And
on
to
the phone,
him,
right?
Right, on the phone.
Yeah.
Because he's locked up.
Yeah.
And so she's explaining to him. She's like, hey, I talk to my girls. And just so you know, I was telling them about how I did not file the proper paperwork for us to be legally married. And there was a pause there. And he was like, why didn't you do that?
Violation one.
Okay, so my question to you is, do you think that he knew that?
Violation one.
You think he knew that?
By the way he responded, that sounded like the first time he was hearing of that.
So you think he heard it for the first time? You don't think he knew prior? You think he did?
I think he knew. I mean, for viewership purposes,
sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, no, sure. He acts like. But I think he knew. You know, we really don't know what kind of girl Yandy was in the situation before, like, they got involved. Like, maybe she knew what he was doing. I mean, she knew what he was doing because, like, he was involved in the streets and things like that. And she, you know, this good girl, blah, blah, blah. So she knew what he was doing.
Right.
And I feel like before he went into the system, they had to have had a talk about this.
Of course they did. Of course they
like,
did.
Like, so, no. He knew.
This is my thing. I think, personally, my opinion is that he knew initially about, like, we're going to have this wedding. We're going to get this VH1 check. Right?
Right, yeah.
We're going to make sure we deposit that quickly. Not a joint account. But I think that he knew initially, don't file that paperwork because of the situation. Because to me, the way he responded after the fact when he's like, you didn't do it, he's like, okay, well, my case is closed now. So why haven't you filed it now? What is the excuse now?
And that's the question.
Right. And that's, I feel like, question. He knew initially they had to have a conversation, but he probably thought that, it's filed now because there is no issue with the whole, his case. There's no money that's going to come out. The government can't come after him. He's already serving his time. And then once he's out, it's done.
And then did you guys hear how she responded? She was like, oh, well, I'll just wait until you
get back.
Get out.
Right.
He's like, he's down for 8 years. What you gonna wait for? What? What else is there?
See, and now this takes me also, which is why Yandy's stock for me is steady.
Dropping. Her stock has plummeting. Dropped. Plummeting. B, whatever her name. Plummeting. Bianca's stock done dropped, all right? It's like the Dow Jones.
Dow Jones all messed up. Crash, son.
Snoop Dogg dropped like hot. I'm telling
man.
You.
But check this. So when Yandy was talking initially, going back to when she first was discussing this with her homegirls and talking about that, she said something and she said, yo, I'm a hit away from being a billionaire.
Yeah.
Lies.
Right, wait, what's of course, first of all, is laughable. Mm-hmm. Okay, secondly, what that's telling me is that she's about her money. And ever since Yandy came on the scene, back from like when she was Jim Jones' manager, when we first was introduced to her, and she wasn't even a principal character like that, she was about them that money. That's and that was actually the why they kind of, you know, diffused and had in this situation, because it was affecting her money. She was like, I'm about these checks. And she's been preaching that from day one. So I really do agree in the sense that she is about her money. I believe, that's what the better word, I believe she's about that money, which... Going back to the situation, she said she did it because of restitution and child support. She doesn't want any child support that Mendezes may have to pay to now come out of her money because now they're married.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, when you come together legally with somebody, their money is your money. So everything is tied to you.
Absolutely.
And of that nature. So maybe just was kind of like, well, you know, we're not going to get married, you know, at the court or civil-wise, but let's just, you know, get this wedding popping just so when I'm away, you could just take care of the stuff. Like, you know, she wasn't gullible. She wasn't like, he didn't get to her and like brainwash her and be like, no, like, look, like this is, she's too smart for him to pull one. Over, you know,
Yandy's not dumb. That's one thing. She's not dumb.
You know, it just goes to show that in this situation that when it comes to her money and things like that, like, she may love Mendezes, but at the end of the day, money is what's important to her.
Absolutely.
My thing, when it comes to marriage, right, you become one. So I think in this case, she's choosing to take the W's and she doesn't want to take specific L's. So she obviously didn't sign the contract. But that's not how marriage works. It's either you are in that until the end or you're not.
Right.
You can't dibble dabble out. You don't jump rope and then bam. Right. So that's just how I feel about it.
And let's all keep it all the way real.
Please.
She knew who she was marrying.
Yes.
Like, let's really
see. You knew what you were getting yourself into.
You knew what you were getting yourself. So to be like, yeah, so we got married, but then if that's the case, don't get married. Then say, like, we'll wait till you get home to get married.
She didn't want to be, you know, a baby mama.
Exactly.
She was like, I don't want to be a baby mama.
Right.
You know, I want to, you know, I want to be your wife. I mean, she said it. That he tried to marry her two times. And the night before the wedding, she was like, something, I don't feel right about this. I don't know who got in her ear about it. Maybe, you know, she just had a lot of time to sit on it.
Right.
But she was marrying a trap dude, you know?
And a straight dude, yeah.
She knows exactly who she was
marrying. You know what comes with the game.
Exactly.
So
it's, I think it's the whole have cake, eat it too mentality.
Thank you.
I think that's what it is. It's like she wanted the title of a wife.
Yeah.
She wanted the experience of being a wife and being his wife so she can be on these other baby mama's heads and be like, nah, this is how we running things. I'm the wife. This is the privilege I have as his wife, but without having the financial responsibilities or the other stuff behind the end.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe she thought that if Mendezes married her, he'd be trying to pull some stuff under her name legally,
maybe.
Like without, maybe, you know, she felt like if he could do that to the other women and things like that, like if we're legally tied, then who's to say that he's not going to be making stuff under my name and messing up my credit? Like, it could have been. And I'm not justifying that the fact that she lied about being married, that wasn't okay, because it does make her look like a fraud for sure.
Exactly.
But I'm looking at it when it comes to like just dealing with like a dude who's like in the streets and things like that. You're going to have to, when you're married to them, you become
one with them.
Yeah.
And
so
their
it's
lifestyle.
Like,
yes.
Drugs, money, all that.
All that comes into play. So anyway, stock dropped on Yandy. Just saying.
I'm just saying, man. It gets my blood boiling that she understands the situation and she goes in front of the other baby mamas as if she's not in the same situation as them.
Because
and
she keeps feels saying, she's better.
Exactly. She feels she's better. But you're not, though.
No,
that's the thing.
No. Because you're baby mama number three, according to what Erica said.
Number three, add that.
According to what Erica said, you're baby mama
understand.
Number three.
Yeah. You just got here.
Yeah.
Two people been there.
Right. You're baby mama number three. You're not wifey, no matter how. Yes, he's with you. You are the girlfriend. You're the other half, but you're not wifey. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. So,
right,
and the
man.
Fact that it's coming out loud. Yeah. Yeah. It's fact that it's coming out now is very interesting. And I'm just curious to see how Erica and Samantha handle the news that they got because they were really, really shocked.
You know that as hell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I mean, but she's been on them. She's been on them. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So let's get into man, Peter Guns is back. Can we talk about that?
The OG?
Man, can we get some applause
Mr.
for
no
that?
Pull out?
Yeah,
sick.
Can we get some
pull out game week?
Let's go. Can we get some applause?
Peter Guns in the building.
I'm not only on 10 children, but I got 11. 11 kids, my dude?
Wait, no, he's on 10. I thought he's on 10. He's about to be on 10.
I don't know, but he's got a full football lineup, okay? He's got an offense. Now he's working on his defense, okay?
Oh, man.
Corey Guns.
Yeah, no, that's right. Corey Guns
is a quarterback.
Because he had, right, he's a quarterback. No, he's on 10 because when he first started, he had 8. And mm-hmm. so then Mina made his new child makes 9. And so then.
With Tara.
Right. And then now Amina's newest child. Or no. I'm getting confused. There's so many.
Oh, my God.
But he's on number 10. I just want to get the numbers right.
I rock with Peter Guns.
Right. But I love Peter Guns. I love Peter Guns.
Baby.
You love.
I'm telling you. I agree with Mr. No Pullout. I don't agree with his methods.
His daughter was right when she said he needed a vasectomy.
Yeah, for real.
Yes.
10
kids,
for real.
Yes.
10.
Hey, but if he's got the bread though, okay.
Let me tell you, speaking of bread, they're doing a whole lot for some checks.
Peter Guns did not. I mean, maybe he's cool now, but when he first got on Love Hip Hop, and this is all documented, he talked about being like 3 months behind on rent and on some.
Going from one apartment to the next, community hopping.
Yeah,
going.
My man was struggling
in the Love and Hip Hop apartment.
This was 11 Hip Hop Projects.
Yeah.
he looked hella stressed out.
He was having financial problems. A lot was due to, I mean, it was some music stuff, legal issues, supposedly, that like affected his money. So long story short, he was hurting. And so when Love and Hip Hop came a call and he was like, absolutely.
I need that money.
I need that. Listen.
I need that my wife doesn't know about.
I got a great story, okay? Put me on.
I got kids. This brother had 8 kids. When? Oh, man. I don't even want to know. But anyway, so we see
him. Was it for the Bronx? East Side, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
All of that.
Are you bringing
that
class?
We should have played that. We should have played that.
That
would have been dope. We played that next week.
The Return of Peter Guns.
Yeah, Return of Peter Guns.
Didn't he have braids or something?
Yeah.
I remember he had the fro.
I think he had like a fro or a high. Yeah.
But I'm trying to. We're going to get to the
jersey and the
king.
Right, yeah. No, we get into it right now. We get into it right now.
Okay.
So Peter Guns meets with Rich and Self. And of course, this is so petty. They talk about Cisco, right? And DJ Self says that he wants to kick him. He says, I don't know if I'm qualified. First of all, don't even say that.
Well,
I don't know if I'm qualified to do this, but he wants to kick him out of the Creep Squad.
Yeah.
Because of how he's been acting and whatnot. And Guns actually has some stuff on Cisco because supposedly he blocked him out of 10 racks for a club appearance that he was doing in New Orleans.
Which is cold.
So last week, the week before this episode, Self had actually kicked Cisco out of an interview
right.
Hot 97.
Right.
And they had a little, confrontation because of Mariah Lynn.
Right.
Because they wanted to figure out which artist which manager she would want to go with. Go,
or a producer
and,
or whatever, yeah.
You know, Soph was like, I'm the leader now, blah, blah, blah. So, and then even Rich had the nerve to, he was talking to Cisco
right.
and things like that and ran and went to go tell Self.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like this whole crazy triangle on, you know, who's going to manage Mariah Lynn.
Which, why would you be fighting Which, over yeah, that?
Why is this something to argue about?
That's what I'm trying to figure
no
out.
No money has been made. We're over here arguing over right. who's going to manage
right.
her.
All right. We actually skipped about the first episode where Mariah Lynn and Cisco had a conversation where they came back together
they
to
did.
Work as business partners. Right. Where the last time we seen them, he played her. She was screaming out in the streets. I don't know. Oh, maybe
well,
I can do some type of work for you.
Yeah.
Whatever the case is. Right. My thing is, why would you put yourself in that position again, speaking on Mariah Lynn's side? Why would you put yourself in that position again when you already know the path that it went down?
Well, Cisco is sad. I'm just to put it out there.
I mean, yeah.
Cisco is sad. Like, every time I've seen Cisco in this whole series,
looks like he lost his dog.
He's always been sad. With the situation with Mariah Lynn, it was sad. When he was
his
baby mama
was,
yeah. trying to get that worked out, that was sad. When he was with the strawberry chick, that was sad. I mean, he's been taking L's.
Yeah.
He's really just been taking L's. And so I feel like this is Evan. He gets kicked out of the creep squad. Like, come on, man. This dude's he's on suicide watch now.
He's
like,
got nowhere else to go.
What happened was his baby mama kicked him out from Atlanta. So
yeah.
he said he needed somewhere to go.
Right.
He needed, you
right.
know, some extra money to get back with her. So now he's back in New York trying to make some money. And the thing in the situation is he said, basically Mariah told him that Self is trying to lock me down in a 5-year contract.
Which was outrageous.
Right.
And so basically Cisco was like, well, I could get you better than that. You over here making these mixtapes. Like, you know,
yeah.
he's saying, you know, why would you want to work with Self? But Self, you know, was the first person to get her on the radio.
Right.
I mean, I'm not really seeing Cisco doing any deals. I'm not seeing him in the studio with any artists. So he's just kind of just like running around.
He's grabbing at straws. Why would you meet up with Mariah Lynn and try to patch things up and then hopefully produce her? Somebody that's not hot right now. Somebody that it doesn't have a single on the radio. Like, you're grasping at straws. You're trying some type of relevancy, whether it's for the show or in real life on the production tip, because he is a producer, right? So, well, I mean, that's what he's saying.
I want to know, what songs has he produced?
I don't know, but we should find out.
Anybody in the chat,
let us know.
To see what this man has done.
The Cisco producer.
Why is he on this show?
Right, right.
Besides tearing up every scene.
Just saying. Right. He's so sensitive.
So
it's
emotional.
So bad. It is really bad.
Let's get
it is really bad.
To the sit down. We gonna play some cards and we gonna
oh, you wanna
talk
jump
about
to that?
This. Please.
Okay.
Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. So yeah, we go from them talking about it. So then they actually have a meeting. Why does it look like the Godfather? Like, I was waiting for somebody to be like, yeah.
I'm glad you came here.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've been taking money out of my pockets.
Over the poker
like
table,
that,
though.
Okay?
Over the playing Uno. They got Uno cards out there. Like, it was so corny. I'm sorry. It was so
yes.
corny. Like, they sitting there, all three of them. Cisco walks in, and he's like, oh, okay, what's really quapping?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Peter Guns. And, of course, he already knows with Peter Guns being there, it's going to be issues because he knows he blocked his money. And so Peter Guns, you know, Godfather himself, because he's got so many kids, by the way.
Man, this is what I need, okay? I need an apology.
And
I need my 10 racks that you're taking from
right.
my kid's mouth,
right.
all right?
Okay, so I'm
that right now.
Okay, so I'm just
right.
going, it's like, oh, okay, well, you're not going to get an apology.
Oh, okay.
And I got 5 racks on me right here.
Oh, yeah?
Won't you come get it?
I need 10, though.
Won't you come?
Did you see how slow he got? Won't you come get it? Was that my cue?
Yeah. This dude is slow motion.
When he took out the money, at first I'm like, is he? That's only like $20. Like, I was kind of confused. He's like, I got And he starts counting the money, and it just was just kind of weird. Like, this whole scene was weird.
The scene was bad.
Nah, but Cisco, shout out to him. He said, next time, jump faster. I think you're getting old.
Yeah, that was funny.
I was dying.
That was funny. No, that was hilarious. That was hilarious. And that whole thing, I mean, the whole Creep Squad and that whole dramedy or whatever you want to call it between them, it's so terrible.
Why do they treat it like it's the VIP at the club or something? It's like, you're talking about
being creeps.
Being this creep
squad. You're being creeps.
Yes.
You're not being a creep like, anymore.
Right. You've gone straight. Like,
they should, you know, they should change their name from Creep Squad to Corny Squad, because all these dudes is corny and washed up and old. And
they're like 40 plus.
Right.
We've been in the streets for 15 years.
It's all bad.
It's like, you guys aren't doing anything. You guys are trying to be relevant by doing what? And why, Peter, why did you feel like you had to have the other creeps back you up when it comes to your money? Why? Why couldn't you be a man, like you say you are, and meet up with Cisco and be like, bro, where's my money at?
Or, where's my money?
Bro, where's my money? I'm just kidding.
I don't know, dude. Richie D
in the back, like,
put my name on it? I mean, what you doing?
Why are you even in the squad? Why are you even in the squad, bro?
His button-ups be killing me, though. Yeah. Richie D's, like, upgrade your button-ups. That's all I gotta say. The button-ups is be on
they
old
all
terrible. 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 Oh, my gosh. So, Remy Ma's back as well. We do see her. We haven't seen her in a while.
In a few episodes.
Yeah, exactly. But I think she's actually doing something. Just saying.
She's busy. She's the only person on this whole cast.
So she's back. She meets up with Juju, who is...
Juju on the beat.
Which is Cam's girl. And so she talks about, of course, being busy, as she should. She mentions about the pressure of having another kid, because Papoose, he wants another kid.
Wants some kids.
He mentioned another one. When we saw them last season, you know, his whole thing was like, I'll marry you, because she wanted this big wedding. He's like, all right, but, you know, you got to give me another child. That's all I'm saying. And so she's like, all right, cool, you know, within a year. And so he's like wanting to, you know, let's go.
Not even knocking the boots.
Right. Yeah. He's like, I want my kid now. And
which you know, Remy was locked down for a minute, you know? And then now that she's actually out, he's still waiting on to have them kids. So I feel for him when, you know, he definitely wants kids, but it's tough because Remy, her career is popping right now.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing you got to look at. It's like, yeah, you have a child that's going to slow things down. Definitely, you know, this business, this industry is very fickle. You know, you're hot one time, and if you're hot, you got to keep it as hot as possible.
Yeah.
So if you fizzle out, then, you know, it's like Lauryn Hill said in her song, you know, Zion. Like, you know, they didn't want her to have her child because she was hot at that time. So I get that. And I feel for him, too. I feel for him, too, because he has been waiting. And he's like a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Love out here, people.
Holding it down. She actually feels like he's doing too much. And so she wants to bring in another manager to kind of actually manage, because...
She said, I'm not firing you. I'm just letting you take a break, and I'm going to let somebody else come in
and
work for you, okay?
That I've already talked to.
I'm not firing you.
I love that little...
like one of my old bosses.
Right, Thanksgiving picnic. Like,
that was my joint,
She was pulling out so much food. He's like, is anyone else coming? Like,
did I do to deserve this Thanksgiving of a picnic?
She had Lunchables. I got cheese, turkey.
I got bread, ham,
lamb, potato. You made
it. You made it. Oh, man. Nah, she had it all. She had it all. But I think it was cool. And he was like, yo, so you firing me? And he's like, no, I'm just letting you, giving you some, you know, a little bit. And she saw that he had like how many 2,000 some unread emails, which, I mean, I can see her point in the sense, like, she's saying, I want my husband, you know, because you can look at it on her end, too. She has been locked up, and she is married now, and they're building this black love together. But also, it's like, if she's busy and he's busy, so when she has time, he doesn't have time.
Agreed.
Then it's like these ships passing the night thing. I could see how that could, you know, play into it. So her whole thing is like, I want my husband. So, you know, take a step back on the managing thing. And of course, he wants to do everything. He wants to manage. They got the two kids, want to manage as well on top. And it doesn't sound like he's managing. Is he managing her?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. And he wants to
get his career popping too.
Right. So he's managing her. He wants to manage the kids, and he still kind of wants to rap. on the side because he had some lyrics, some bars that was in the phone. And so she's just like, come on, man, you can't do it all. So I'm just curious, what do you think is going to happen with that? Do you think that, you know, that this new manager is going to take over and he's going to take a step back?
I don't think there's going to be a new manager.
You don't think
just
so?
Because what they have is very unique. It's between them two. That's the love. That's the business. Like right. It's everything inside one, you know?
Right.
I think they just need to figure out time to be business partners and love partners.
That's all. Yeah, no, I mean, you can't, when it comes to working with, like, a family member or, you know, someone that you're in a relationship with,
right.
You have to kind of separate the both. You know, like, what is it, what are we going to do, how's it going to work, and if we're trying to have another child,
right.
Where is that going to come into play, too?
Right.
Because, I mean, she has been locked up for all these years, why not have a kid, and why not, you know, have the kid while you're on tour? I don't know, like... Maybe they can compromise. But
well, she did say that she wants to have a child.
Yeah,
you know, when she was talking to a girl, she said she wants that. Like, it's not because I always thought like maybe she doesn't want to have a child. She kind of just said that because you know that's her husband and she wants to kind of make him feel good. But it's secretly she's like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. But the fact that she said I do want to have a child, and then she said maybe even two. So, but her thing is like not right now, and he's like, I want it now. So there's got to be a give and take with everything. And I feel like with him, you know, if he wants her career to really skyrocket, you know, maybe the kid is not good for right now. Mm-hmm. Not that she can't. But then also you look at it as, okay, as, you know, people get older, it's a little more
harder,
difficult
yeah.
to have children, you know. And then it sounds like the kids they have now are going to be grown-ups. Mm-hmm. So then you end up starting all over, which sounds like they're both down for. It's just like, how is that going to play
but
into?
She's bringing in all the money.
Right.
The
exactly.
revenue. So
exactly.
If that dries up, what?
Then what? Then what? So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. It'll be interesting, but we'll probably get more into that next episode. We see Jay comes back. Looks like she went and did some time back in Chicago with her family, and then she's like, oh, I need some more checks. So, she comes back to New York, she basically
wants to get down with Gorgeous Gangsta.
Wants to get down. She actually meets up with Kim Bella and tells her that she's trying to make a name for herself here in New York. So, which to me, my whole thing was she was trying to be an artist or trying to do something to make some money. I don't think it was anything about the relationship. Just saying.
Yeah.
That was a weird way to get in.
The way she was referring to Snoop, like if you guys remember as we were watching that, when she said, that's Snoop girl, that just didn't sit well. It's like, all right, if this is a person that you were actually down for
right.
and you're speaking about and
right.
you say, that's Snoop girl, you just... dropped her disrespect level, you
exactly.
know? It's like, so, and then the next scene, you see her, she's like, oh, and then I sat down across from her, and all the emotions just came back. It's like, stop it.
Oh, where's the violin? James, we have some violins.
All right,
because that was.
Thank you.
That was really, I was just like, come on. Because she gets there. Shout out to the one arm rapper.
he got one arm, but he twice as talented. Do you know what I mean?
That was just ridiculous.
My thing is, like, why even make mention? I didn't even realize that he didn't have an R. He was just spitting. And I was like, okay, new dude, all right, get it. And she's like, yeah, he has one arm, but he's twice as talented. See everybody, and I'm like, why
is this? What was his name? Did we copy Devin's name now?
I didn't get his name.
I don't know, but he looked like Post Malone in about 20 years or so.
His name was Ike. His name is Ike. But he's at the office, and so that's when Jay shows back up, and then, you know, she is sitting with Snoop, wants to talk business, right? And Snoop is there, and she just, you know, gets verklempt, right? And just starts clutching her pearls.
Hey, Ma, you're acting real emotional right now, right?
Let me pray. Like,
you're acting real emotional, all right? Let me pray for you.
Wait, that was my best part of this whole episode. I'm just saying, can I just give glory right now? That was my favorite part. We're going to talk about Proverbs 31, right? Yo, that was dope because it came out of nowhere. Snoop was like, you know what? Let's just pray.
This
is the lady Snoop.
The spiritual Snoop I fell in love with the whole time, yes.
Minister Snoop.
Pray for me. Please.
And she's like, come on, pray. And Snoop, that was the shortest prayer, though. I know they might edit it. They might edit it because she was like,
I wasn't going to say anything.
Because she was just like, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I was like, wait, the prayer's over? They just grab hands. But no, that was dope. Like, that was, I like that aspect. I don't think that was fake at all. I like that. I think she was coming from a genuine place. Because Snoop, even when she, you know, they broke up, Snoop was cool. Like, she was just like, look, this is not going to work. And I feel Snoop for that. And yeah. She recognized that Jay wasn't, you know, it was not the right time or she wasn't the right person, either or, but it's just not going to work in a relationship type situation.
Mm-hmm. Jay's emotionally unstable.
Yes.
Absolutely. I feel like she would
up and down, around and around.
Pull
man.
Out a knife or whatever.
Right.
And for her to, you know, say like she wanted to bring back the relationship,
mm-hmm.
she's still stuck in the past because she had like those emotions came upon her,
mm-hmm.
womp womp, right. blah blah.
And then the whole Sophie Green situation. I got a surprise for you. You're going to talk to the girl that you were fighting about with each other, and then you're going to make up with her to bring her as like a gesture, like, hey, look what I did for you because I need to be back with you because it's not working for me in Chicago.
I'm poor.
And I need a check. Can we make this relationship
Listen,
work?
I like what you got going on with Gorgeous Gangster. I want to be a part of it.
I want to be a part of it.
And then, all right, let's talk about Sophie Green, guys. I don't know about you guys, but every time she gets some camera time, I feel like she thinks in her mind, let me just show out and show everything I can do. Like, I don't know if you guys get that vibe, but yes, every time Sophie Green gets in front of the camera, she's doing the there was a strawberry thing with the whole thing. There was a, I'm an actress. I'm a host. I do this. It's like every time she gets her 5 seconds of fame,
backflip.
She is doing the most.
I can't. I'm done. Wait, she said 5 seconds. Wait. No.
But hey, you know, that's just.
Yo, Jimmy. I feel
that's
I didn't even recognize
that's
that, but now that you pointed it out,
I see it every single time.
That is
Let's
hilarious.
Build. Let's build, guys. Yeah,
no, that's hilarious because I feel like that's so true. Like, she is like, I got 15 minutes, well, actually, she got like 4 minutes, and she's like, I'm gonna make the most of it.
I'm gonna do everything. I'm gonna advertise myself, like,
everything.
Boom, boom,
I'm surprised they didn't put her Twitter handle
for real,
her name, like,
for booking inquiries,
promotional purposes.
Holla at the Instagram page.
Yo, for real, that is hilarious. She was really doing the most.
Yeah.
She was really doing the most. That's hilarious.
But that's just what I think about her.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I totally agree, and I think that's hilarious. Let's talk about Samantha and America real quick. Erica.
America?
See, I'm still toe up. You got me.
Samantha
got me
and America.
Jazz hands.
Spirit fingers.
Like, pose.
Spirit
got it.
Wait. And it's like, how are you going to walk out right as she's doing? Right.
Exactly.
So stupid. Okay, anyway, Samantha and Erica, I love these girls. They're starting a clothing, guys. Trendy boys.
This is what happens when baby mamas come together. It's a beautiful thing.
Let's talk about last week how they brought up power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pretty much, long story short, we had Erica go and meet up with Yandy. She was upset about the apartment, and mm-hmm. Yandy said, I have power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like, what I can do anything I want to on behalf of Mendici.
Right.
And, you know, we've seen Erica call Mendici. She basically called him and said, oh, you know what? She said that our son is a break baby all of that. And it was just this whole mess.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to change the locks back to, you know, so that she won't even get in the house. But the key point of this was she's not even living in the house.
No.
She's not living in the house at all. So why is this whole situation...
Wait, you're saying Erica is
Erica doesn't live at that house.
She doesn't live at that house?
No.
She was just like,
I don't live there, but it's our apartment. It was, you know, both our names on it.
I've got to plug my blog and be your own dad at blogspot.com. After our last after show, she posted an Instagram pic of her explaining the whole situation that
that apartment she doesn't live in, but it's still in her name, whatever the case.
So go it was like
check out that post.
So
but
it was
yes.
a principle. It was the principle. Like, you can't, even though I don't live there, you're still affecting me because this is still partly mine, basically.
Even though nobody's there, yeah.
Even though nobody's. So she went there to try the key. Was she storing?
Well, she barely tried anyway. Right, she was like,
oh, this don't work.
It doesn't work, guys.
Let's call the attorney. Let's call the attorney.
And then Erica was like, well, Mendices is over here. You should see what he's writing me from jail. You should see he's asking me to send him pictures from jail.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing with Erica is she's competing. I feel like Samantha doesn't care. She don't care about Mendices. She cares about her son. But I think she's kind of over Annie. Like, she's already got into it with Annie. She don't care. Like, I love how Samantha stood her ground this season with her. She hasn't, you know, backed down at all. I feel like Erica's still, like, she wants to compete with Yandy. I don't think she necessarily wants Mendices, so to speak. But I think because of how the situation with how Mendices got with her versus Yandy, and they talk about the whole break baby situation and all of that, I think Erica feels some kind of way about that. That's why she kept saying, like, yeah, we got, you know, we traveled and we got trips and we got places in our name. And, well, my name, I put it, you know, it's like, well, that's not cool.
That's what a side does.
Right, right. Which, yeah, she kind of hurt herself with that. But, you know, she didn't get coached well. But the bottom line is, I think because of how Yandy came in the picture, Erica stepped out of the picture, whether there was some cheating going on or what, I think that's where Erica comes in. And I think that's why she feels so strongly about the whole Yandy situation and everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't even really see her son, really don't talk about her son as much. And then she's coming in late. Samantha's already been on the show. Erica kind of came in later with the whole situation. But I think that's where that comes in. But we do see that they meet with Erica's lawyer, or attorney, and about the Yandy issue. And all of a sudden, the attorney, she got some little tea that she spills. And
that was like a pot of gold for them.
Oh, it was like, what? The reaction, though, she was like, yeah, so speaking of Yandy, my research has dictated that she may or may not be married. And then, like,
going to a live in.
Yo, but Samantha was the best. Like,
we didn't know that. We know now.
That was hilarious. But, of course, Erica was loving that. She was like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait. Da, 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 da. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. No. Really. So I can't wait. And Yanny knows it's coming. Because she already told what she told Manny, oh, when it comes
Yanny
out.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, it's going to come. I already told my girl.
That's why she's been hiding it for so long. Right. And you can only run for so long until the truth
catches up to you. And I feel like the only reason why she even brought it up was something already came out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think it was one of those who went, well, it's out now. Let me say it. You know, on the record.
To save face.
Exactly.
I got receipts. Kind of,
no, evidently, not that many, because your marriage receipt is faulty. Just saying. But no, I think that something came out. She had to say it, but it's definitely going to be juicy when Erica and Samantha confront her about it.
Yes.
And everything that she's been doing, because, again, she's been a thorn in their side for so long. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Shout out to the possible new clothing line for
Trendy Boys.
Trendy Boys.
You like this? We got it from Rainbow. Oh,
but the camouflage blue, I'm like, wasn't that like 2005?
This is my favorite
that's what
piece.
I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just like, oh, okay, I don't know what that clothing line's going to do, but anyway.
I mean, it's one thing to, you know, converse with the baby mamas because of the kids, but working together.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm not mad at them. When you got a platform like VH1, this is the time to start something up and just run with it. Right. I'm not mad at them.
Baby Mamas Inc.
Someone said, oh gosh. Yeah, I'm not even.
man. Erica's shaped like an iPhone 4. Wow. God damn. Wow. That's funny.
Wow. They kill it. They kill it. Shout out to the people in live chat.
Live chat's going in.
Before we get out of here, let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And talk about what's coming up.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
I did want to mention quick, Mariah Lynn did have a real scene during this episode where she says, you know, I'm providing for my sister and my nephew and my family. I think that's something we can all relate to. I'm not sure exactly how she's providing for her, but if that's actually true, then
Props.
No. Yeah, shout out.
To you.
Yeah. I'm only really laughing because Iceland.
Oh, Iceland. Spiceland?
That was... I'm sorry. Oh, I was so confused. Spiceland. I was like, but wait, the name is Iceland? But yeah, this is her mother who, incidentally, when you brought that up, you know, Sister Victoria, and she was having a heart attack. She had mentioned earlier. And so she is... you know, helping. And the concern also was her mother, who did have, that's where Iceland comes in, who had a baby recently. We saw last season she had gotten pregnant. And so she was afraid because she has been on drugs and stuff like that and didn't want her to relapse, which is a real issue.
Yeah,
you know, which is definitely a real issue. So, but Iceland though, yeah, I don't know.
Iceland, Mariah Lynn, you know, Mariah, I love it.
Yeah, there it is.
Cardi B, Hennessy, it's kind of a theme here, guys.
It is. So, going into next episode, what do you think is going to be the hot buttons?
The hot buttons is Mo. Erica's best friend or Samantha's best friend called Yandy.
Yes.
And has some tea to tell her. And this whole situation is just getting out of hand.
Right.
Like, it's too much.
Too much.
It's just way too much.
Way too much.
Just more ratchetness that I'll be talking more shit about next week on Ratchet Mondays.
On Ratchet Mondays. I'm curious to see where this Yandy, you know, not married to Mandisa situation, like how far it goes. Obviously, you know, Mandisa's did have something to say about it, you know, whether he was privy to it or not. But he, at the end of the day, and Yandy didn't have a response, was he's like, what's happening to you now? And so I believe, and I said this earlier about, I think it's a money situation. She's hustling, she's grinding, she doesn't want anything to affect that money. And she feels that may be, whether it's from Mandisa's or whether it's from child support or whatever. So I'm curious to see what goes on with that situation. And I'm curious to see, like, oh, poor Cisco. I just, can we pour it out for Cisco?
What is his storyline now?
Yeah. I mean, if he gets kicked out the creep squad, I don't know that he'll be back. I'm just saying. So unless his apologizes.
His membership has been revoked.
Right. Unless he comes back with them 10 racks. Suppose he had 5 of them. $5. He didn't have 5 racks on. He had 5, though, that, you know, he was threatening about. But I don't know. I feel bad for Cisco, though.
And Jay and Snoop.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? Where did we
get,
from that?
I think we see her wilding out once again inside the club, acting, and then Snoop's like, yo, what are you doing, ma? You doing this again? Yeah. So,
well, I think she wants to get back into Snoop's life, whether it's trying to get through business. I think at the end of the day, she wants to be back with Snoop. Snoop's not really having it. You know, I think she's appeasing her and just like, okay, well, let's see if you can do something with the business or whatever. But she's, like you said, she's emotionally unstable. And so I think she's going to keep having this outburst, you know, ongoing. And Snoop's not going to have it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We want to give a shout-out to everybody who was in the live chat. Always holding it down. Y'all are hilarious. Yeah. Keep the conversation going. Make sure you continue the comments on the YouTube. And if you follow us, make sure you follow us on YouTube / AfterBuzz TV. You can get our show as well as all the over 70 shows that we produce here at AfterBuzz TV. I've been your host, Lynn Gonzalez, and you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And you can also check me out on my website, stayonthemic.com. Trinae Todd, Sacktown.
You know what, you guys? I love talking to you guys. Let's leave those comments below, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae. Let's talk.
And you know, it's your boy Jimmy V, of course. Just like Lynn said, carry the conversation, continue it in the comments. You can find me Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Of course, got the blog, beyourowndad@blogspot.com. I'm daily vlogging. You can see some behind the scenes with these two guys here. Go check that out. Appreciate the love.
There it is. Until next time, read Proverbs 31. Get your life right.
3110, ladies.
Until next week, we'll see you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.